Emily, when you did the journey last year, you struggled with worry and people anxiety like Cedric.
Right. I was avoiding people more and more. I was always kind of shy, but it was getting worse, and I was starting to feel lonely. I just got to the point of feeling frozen and afraid of talking to new people.
So you used stair-stepping to help you break your fear of talking with new kids.
Right. I started working on it the day we did this lesson, and then I kept working on it for several weeks at home.
In your journal, you can find Emily's stairs and the numbers that she gave them to measure how strong those feelings were. Thank you for that, by the way, Emily. See it is a way of imagining and practicing. Do it is taking steps in real life. You can be creative as you do this. Emily, what kind of things did you do?
Gosh, I would get so worried I might say something stupid that I couldn't even figure out what to say. So one of my steps was practicing talking a lot. Instead of saying one sentence, I would try to say three. I even read out loud in my room just to practice talking. And I always pictured myself in front of new people, you know, to make it more real. Whatever the hard thing is, you gotta find ways to break it down into steps and practice.
If you're stuck climbing the stairs and don't think you can go higher, then that's probably due to a couple of things. First, make sure the step you're on really doesn't feel scary anymore. Second, maybe the next step is too high. Can you break it down into smaller steps?
For example, if I'm scared of spiders, and I'm on the step of looking at a picture of one, and my next step is getting near one, that might be too high. Instead, I could look at one from a distance, or even imagine looking at one. Then I could watch a friend get close. Then I could take a couple of steps toward one. See how that works? Be creative.
Remember, for each step, measure how strong you feel by using the 1 to 10 scale. That will help you move to the next step because you can measure your feelings. Once your feelings drop to a lower number, then you can move to the next step. Make the staircase work for you. Also, it will help you notice when a step is too big. Measuring your feelings will help you figure this out.
All right, time to complete the exercises in the journal. Can you believe we're almost done? Just one more day to go!